Changing a light fitting yourself. Here in the UK. Seems like it should be simple, right? A quick weekend job.
Yeah, you'd think so.
But if you're a homeowner, maybe somewhere like North London, it turns out the answer isn't quite that straightforward.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
That simple question, can I do this myself? It opens up a whole load of things, regulations, safety, what you actually know how to do.
Exactly. And that's what we're digging into today.
That's the plan.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're, well, shining a light on changing light fittings at home. We want to clarify what's safe, what's legal, and honestly, when you should just pick up the phone. We're using a great article that just came out, Can I Change a Light Fitting Without an Electrician? Published May 24th, 2025.
And it's a really common scenario, isn't it? Lots of people are thinking about this. Updating the look of a room, maybe trying to save a bit of cash.
For sure. So understanding the reality is key.
Absolutely essential.
Okay, let's get down to basics first. Changing a light fitting, what are we actually talking about? What's involved?
Well, at its core, you're, you know, disconnecting the old light from the power.
Safety first.
Always. Then connecting the new light to the wires that are already there, making sure those connections are sound.
And getting it fixed to the ceiling properly.
Exactly. Securing the new fixture. And, of course, making sure the new light actually works with your system. The wattage, the bulbs, all that.
Okay. Sounds manageable, maybe, on paper.
For some things, perhaps. But look, even those basic steps mean you're working directly with electrical wires, and that always carries risk. Always.
Uh-huh.
Plus, the complexity really varies. Swapping a simple pendant light for another one is one thing.
Okay.
But putting in spotlights in a bathroom or a fancy fitting in the kitchen, that's different. Regulations get tighter in those areas, too.
Ah, good point. Which leads us nicely to the rules. Part P of the building regulations here in the UK. What's that all about?
Okay, Part P. Its main job is to make sure any electrical work done in homes is safe.
Safe and up to scratch. Exactly. Up to national standards. It's basically there to protect people from dodgy electrical work.
And Part P makes a distinction, doesn't it? Between different kinds of jobs. Non-notifiable versus notifiable.
It does, yeah. So non-notifiable work usually covers the really simple stuff. Like for like swaps.
Like my pendant example.
Yeah.
Old pendant out, new pendant in.
Pretty much, yeah. As long as you're not changing the wiring around. But, and this is really important, just because you don't have to notify building control doesn't mean you don't have to do it properly.
It still has to be safe.
It absolutely still has to be safe and competent work. You're still legally responsible for that.
Okay, so that basic swap might be okay for someone confident. What pushes it over the line into notifiable work then?
Right. Anything more involved, basically. If you're installing a completely new light where there wasn't one before.
Right.
Or if you need to alter the circuit wiring, maybe extend it. Or, crucially, if you're working in what they call special locations.
So those are bathrooms, shower rooms, kitchens are big ones, swimming pools, saunas, obviously. Even outdoors, garden lighting. That kind of work is usually notifiable.
And if you tackle that notifiable work yourself without being qualified, what happens then?
Well, it can cause real problems. The local council can actually fine you if the work doesn't meet the regulations.
Ouch.
Yeah. And think about insurance. If there's a fire or someone gets hurt because of uncertified electrical work you did, your insurance might not cover it.
That's a massive risk.
Huge. Plus, when you come to sell your house, you'll probably need certificates for any electrical work done. If you can't provide them for notifiable work, it can hold up or even stop the sale.
Wow. Okay. So even for those non-notifiable jobs, the simple swaps, it really comes down to, do you actually know what you're doing?
That's the crux of it. Do you have the skills and the knowledge to do it safely? Because if you don't...
Let's talk about those dangers. If you're not trained... What are the real risks of trying to change a light fitting?
They're serious.
Okay.
Number one is electric shock. It can cause severe injury or worse.
Even if you think you've turned the power off.
Yes. Maybe you flipped the wrong switch. Maybe there's residual current. Maybe your testing method isn't right. It happens. Then there's fire.
How so?
Incorrect wiring, loose connections, using a fitting that draws too much power for the circuit. All classic causes of electrical fires. Overheating, sparks, it's a major hazard.
So messing with wires isn't just about maybe getting a shock. It could actually burn your house down.
It absolutely could. And beyond the immediate danger, you could damage your whole electrical system. Bad connections, wrong fittings. It can lead to bigger problems down the line. Costly ones.
Not to mention the legal side we just talked about.
Exactly. Not compliance. Yeah. And honestly, even if you avoid disaster, you might just do a bad job. flickering lights, a loose fitting hanging down just looks terrible or doesn't work right.
Right, not quite the home improvement you were aiming for.
Definitely not.
Okay, so for that person who is considering a non-notifiable swap, a like-for-like, and they feel genuinely capable, what are the absolute non-negotiable safety steps?
Right, if you're going down that road, first, absolutely first, turn off the power, not just at the light switch.
At the mains, the fuse box.
Yes, the consumer unit. Isolate the circuit you're working on. Then, and this is crucial use, a voltage tester on the wires you're about to touch.
To physically check they're dead.
Physically confirm there's no electricity. Never, ever assume. You also need the right tools. Insulated screwdrivers are a must. Proper wire strippers. And that voltage tester.
Okay. What about the light fitting itself?
Yeah, compatibility.
Yeah.
Make absolutely sure the new fitting's wattage is suitable for the circuit. Check the bulb type it needs, LED, halogen, whatever, and read the instructions.
Y'all the manufacturer's guide.
Meticulously. And one more thing. Look at the existing wiring before you touch it, especially in older houses, like you mentioned in North London.
What might you find?
Old rubber insulation that's crumbling, fabric-covered cables, stuff that might look damaged or just isn't safe to connect a modern fitting to. If you see anything that looks dodgy or you're unsure about, stomp. That's your cue to call a professional. Don't risk it.
That seems like very sound advice. So given all this, the risks, the rules, the potential for things to be more complex than they look, why is getting a qualified electrician almost always the recommendation?
Well, it comes down to expertise, doesn't it? Qualified electricians have specific training, usually things like an NDQ level 3. They know the regulations inside out.
And they're registered, often.
Yes, often with bodies like NICEA or NAPIT. That registration means they're assessed, insured, and competent to work safely and issue the right certificates, like the Part P certificate for notifiable work.
Which you can't issue yourself.
Exactly. They also have all the proper testing equipment and know how to use it correctly. It's just a different level of knowledge and safety procedure.
It's not just about connecting wires, then.
Not at all. They can look at your existing setup, advise if a fitting is suitable, spot potential problems you wouldn't. They ensure the quality and reliability of the installation.
And maybe save you money in the long run.
Quite possibly. Paying a professional avoids costly mistakes, ensures safety, and gives you peace of mind. Fixing a botched DIY job can cost way more than hiring an electrician in the first place.
Now, the article specifically mentioned North London homes. You touched on older wiring, but are there other things specific to that kind of area or similar areas with older housing stock?
Yeah, it's a good point the article raises. Besides the very common issue of outdated wiring, that old rubber or fabric stuff just isn't designed for modern loads or fittings.
Needs replacing, often.
Often needs careful assessment, yes. Sometimes replacement. Then you might have listed buildings. They have extra rules about what changes you can make.
Ah, preserving character.
Exactly. And think about modern lighting trends. Smart lighting, complex LED setups, dimmer switches. These often need specific wiring or compatibility checks that really need an expert eye, especially when retrofitting into an older system.
So someone familiar with those local housing types is a bonus.
Definitely. They'll know what to look for, the common issues and properties of that age and style.
Okay, so let's say you make the sensible choice. You hire a qualified electrician. What does that process typically look like when they come to change a light fitting?
Well, usually they'll start with a quick assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the existing wiring, check the circuit breaker, make sure the new light is okay for the setup.
Right.
Then, safety first again, they'll isolate the power correctly at the consumer unit and test to confirm it's dead.
Using their professional tester.
Yep. Then they'll remove the old fitting carefully and install the new one, making sure all connections are secure and correct as per the manufacturer's instructions and regulations.
Then test it works.
Absolutely. They'll restore the power and test the new light thoroughly, checking switches on and off correctly, no flickering, everything secure, and crucially, if it was notifiable work.
Certificate time.
They'll provide you with that Part P compliance certificate, proof it's all done properly and legally.
The article we used mentioned RCD Electrical, based in North London. Using them as an example, what does that tell us?
Well, mentioning a specific company like RCD Electrical, who are NICE EIC registered, kind of illustrates the points we've made.
How so?
It shows there are professionals out there who meet these standards. Their registration, NECIC, is key. It's that mark of competence and safety.
Right.
And the fact they highlight their understanding of North London homes reinforces that point about local knowledge being valuable, especially with older properties.
And the services they list.
Things like professional service, clear pricing, being compliant with Part P. That's basically a checklist of what you should look for in any qualified electrician wherever you are. It sets a benchmark.
Okay, so as we wrap up this this deep dive on changing light fittings,
yeah,
what's the single biggest takeaway?
I think the core message is don't underestimate electrical work. Even something that looks simple, like swapping a light fitting.
Yeah.
The regulations are there for a reason, safety. The risks are real. And unless you are genuinely competent and it's a very straightforward, non-notifiable job,
call a pro.
Calling a qualified, registered electrician is nearly always the safer, smarter, and often more cost-effective choice in the long run.
It really boils down to prioritizing safety and staying legal, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. That peace of mind is worth a lot. Knowing it's done right, especially if you have any doubts at all, or if it's notifiable work, or if you're in an older house.
So the final thought for you, the listener, when you're looking at that old light fitting you want to change, think beyond just the cost of the fitting versus the cost of an electrician. Mm-hmm. Consider the potential risks to you, your family, your home. Think about the value of knowing it's done safely, correctly, meeting all the standards. What's that peace of mind really worth?
That's the question to ask yourself.